thanks for tuning into the Matawa Radio Show, your bi-weekly look at the people and programs making a difference across the 9 Matawa First Nations. I'm Sharnell Anderson, Communications Generalist at Matawa, and it's great to have you with us. The Four Rivers Guardian Intern Program is building something important, a new generation of land and water stewards who carry the knowledge, values, and responsibility of protecting the territories Matawa Nations have cared for since time immemorial. Today I'm sitting down with 4 of those interns. Darren Fisher, Leighton Wesley, Moesha Bunting are here in studio, and Tanner Wesley is joining us from a remote location, which feels pretty fitting for a land guardian, doesn't it? These young people have been out there learning, observing, asking questions, and getting their hands dirty. Today they're going to share a bit about where they come from, why they got into this program, what they've learned, and what they're hoping for the future of our lands and waters. Before we jump in, let's check out what's new on Matawa's careers page. I want to start off with a great opportunity for Matawa youth who are interested in gaining some leadership experience. Matawa is now accepting applications for the Matawa Youth Council. Matawa youth aged 16 to 29 are encouraged to apply. If you have any questions, you can email youthcouncil@matawa.on.ca. Otherwise, you can find the application on our careers page at www.matawa.on.ca/recruitment/careers. There's a number of other opportunities available with Matawa. The Matawa Health Cooperative is hiring a traveling community mental wellness manager, a registered nurse for diabetes education, and a registered practical nurse to work as a casual clinical nurse. They're also hiring a foot care nurse for casual work, a traveling mental health and wellness worker, a physician in Constance Lake First Nation, a registered nurse for foot care and wound care, a registered nurse for mental health, an Indigenous care coordinator for the Geraldton District Hospital, as well as a traveling community health nurse, a nurse practitioner, a physician, and a physician's assistant. Matawa Education also has some jobs available. They're looking for a mental health worker at the Student Care Center, a student support worker, a student academic lead, and a tutor instructor in Arrowland to teach Ojibwe. Matawa First Nations Management is hiring a Native Inmate Liaison Officer to support incarcerated individuals in Thunder Bay. And over in the Matawa First Nations, Yamatung First Nation Education Authority is hiring a principal, and Long Lake 58 is looking to hire a graduation coach and a wellness worker. Want to learn more or apply for any of these jobs? Head over to Matawa's careers page at www.matawa.on.ca/recruitment/careers. A spay, neuter, and animal wellness clinic is coming to Yamatung First Nation. From March 22nd to 25th, 2026, bring your pets to the community center for important animal wellness services. Pets can receive spay or neuter surgery, microchips, wellness exams, vaccines, dewormer, and grooming, pretty much anything you could need or want. Registration is required. Find the registration link on the Matawa Pets and People Facebook page. And for more information, you can email Jay Hughes, that's J-H-U-G-H-E-S, @matawa.on.ca, or call 519-760-1878, or you can message Jennifer Hughes, RVT, on Facebook. Help keep pets healthy and communities safe. Scholarships, bursaries, and awards are now open through Achieving the Dream Through Education. If you're a Matawa student in elementary school, high school, college, university, trades training, or another education pathway, this is your chance to apply. Achieving the Dream celebrates the dedication, perseverance, and dreams of Matawa youth while providing financial support to help you reach your goals. Dream big and share your story. Apply today at attdte.smapply.ca. Again, that website is attdte.smapply.ca. For questions, contact Achieving the Dream team at dream@matawaeducation.ca, or you can call 807-631-0691. Achieving the Dream through Education. Your future is waiting. Are you nervous about starting college or university? You're not alone. If you're a graduating Matawa student or a mature student heading to school this fall, the Matawa Post-Secondary Transition Program is here to help you get ready. Future Matawa post-secondary students aged 17 and up are invited to register for the Matawa Post-Secondary Transition Program happening May 6th and 7th, 2026 at Confederation College in Thunder Bay. Over 2 days, students will learn about post-secondary funding and sponsored student responsibilities, hear directly from current Mattawa students about their transition experience, and build skills for budgeting and independent living. Participants will also visit the Indigenous Student Center, explore scholarships and bursaries, learn about OSAP, and discover the supports available for Indigenous students. Transportation, accommodation, and meals will be provided for students traveling from Airland, Ganugaming, Long Lake 58, Nishkiandaga, and Webequay First Nations. For more information, contact Mattawa Post-Secondary at postsecondary@mattawaeducation.ca. Take the next step with confidence and start your post-secondary journey the right way. Are you planning for school this year? Make sure your funding is in place. Mattawa Post-Secondary students are reminded that sponsorship deadlines are fast approaching. If you're starting or continuing college or university in spring or summer 2026, your sponsorship application deadline is March 31st, 2026. And if you're starting or continuing in September 2026 this fall, be sure to apply by May 15th, 2026. Sponsorship funding is available for eligible members from Airland, Ganugaming, Long Lake 58, Nishkiandaga, and Webequay First Nations. To learn more and complete your application, visit mattawaeducation.com and click on Mattawa Post-Secondary. Need help? You can email postsecondary@mattawaeducation.ca or call 807-768-3300, extension 3319, to connect with Mattawa's Post-Secondary Coordinator. Don't miss your deadline. Apply early and secure your funding for the upcoming school year. Mattawa First Nations Management invites community members to the 38th Annual General Meeting, happening July 28th to 30th, 2026, in beautiful Martin Falls First Nation. Join leadership, elders, youth, and community members from across the Mattawa Territory as we come together to reflect on the past year, share important updates, and look ahead to the future. This is your opportunity to hear reports, ask questions, celebrate achievements, and take part in conversations that matter to our communities. We look forward to gathering in Mattawa First Nations Management's 38th Annual General Meeting, July 28th to 30th in Martin Falls First Nations. We hope to see you there. Mattawa students in Thunder Bay, support is here for you day and night. The Mattawa Education Care Center offers on-call, after-hours services for students aged 13 to 22. Need a safe ride? On-call provides free evening transportation. Need a safe place? The Safe Sobering Site is open 24/7 for short-term stabilization, clothing, harm reduction supplies, and basic needs like showers or laundry. Outreach workers and youth crisis intervention workers are also available nightly to support your safety, well-being, and mental health. You can call or text 807-632-0639 anytime or visit 200 Lily Street North in Thunder Bay. Again, that phone number is 807-632-0639. You're not alone. We're here when you need us. Today, we're joined by four young people who are learning on the land and building skills for the future through Four Rivers Guardian Intern Program. The program gives Mattawa youth a chance to gain hands-on experience protecting and monitoring the lands and waters in their communities and to learn what environmental stewardship really looks like in practice. Joining us today are Darren Fisher, Leighton Wesley, Tanner Wesley, and Moesha Bunting. We'll hear about what they've been learning, what's surprised them, and what it's been like being part of the Guardian program. So this first question will be two parts. Let's start with Darren. Where are you from and why did you choose to apply to the Four Rivers Guardian intern program?
Hello, everybody. I'm from Long Lake 58. The reason why I chose to apply to the Guardian internship program was because it gives me a chance and more opportunities. I feel it'll teach me a lot of skills that I feel that would be very valuable for my future career in working on the land in my communities and others.
Do you know what you want to do after this? What kind of job you'd like to do?
Maybe just a, just a land tech and in my community, maybe someone in a nice position there that can speak for the land. And yeah.
And Moesha, same question for you. Where are you from and why the Four Rivers Guardian intern program?
From Constance Lake First Nation. I chose to work with Four Rivers because of all the good things that they have going on. and the flexibility that helps individuals find what they want to do for the future.
And Layton, where are you from and why did you apply to the Four Rivers Guardian Intern Program?
I am from Ginnigamik First Nation, and the reason I applied was because I wanted to learn more about Four Rivers itself and all that they have to offer and provide with environmental services, and just the job being on the land itself was a big pull in for me, and yeah.
And finally, Tanner, can you tell us where you're from and why you decided to apply to the Guardian Intern Program?
I'm from the Treaty 9 area. My home reserve is Conflict First Nation. I chose to apply to the program because I always had the interest in being on the land ever since I was a young kid. And the personal development that comes with the job. And another reason for me was to get out of my comfort zone and get myself out there.
And so, Darren, what have you learned so far in the program?
I've learned quite a lot of stuff. I've collected data from a fish before, and that was in our Guardian workshop that was held, I think, in the beginning of December. And that was, like, I think a couple weeks after we started the program. So I think we were able to, like, learn a lot of things in that workshop. Like, we were able to have hands-on, like, learning with, like, water testing gadgets and stuff.
Okay.
Very interesting.
And so that was out in the field? You guys went out on the water? Or
yeah, we went out just at the marina.
Okay.
It was, we had a little trip over there in the afternoon. It was quite nice. I was involved in, like, snowmobile training.
Oh, yeah.
I was able to get to. And ice safety rescue training. It was very cool.
And so that's when you guys actually go in the water, right? You're wearing those suits.
Mm-hmm. I forgot what the suits are called, but it's a big, like, red suit you put on. And, like, it helps you float and keeps you dry.
It's pretty wild. I seen some pictures of that, and it looked funny. It looked cold, but yeah, you're pretty brave to be doing that.
Yeah, it was pretty fun that day. We learned a lot.
And Moesha, what have you learned so far in this program?
Well, I didn't know much about the environment, a lot of this stuff, but since working with Four Rivers, I've gained a lot more knowledge and perspective of the environment and what we can do to help find solutions to environmental issues.
And Layton, what stands out for you in terms of what you've learned so far?
Of course, teamwork within the Guardians team and Four Rivers itself. And there's just a lot of training involved, and which is fun itself. And yeah, so.
Yeah, because you guys work together, right? All these activities that you're doing them together.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about some of the activities that you've done?
Activities, I guess, would kind of be mostly about training and, I guess, somewhat field days. Training we've done would be snowmobile training.
Yeah.
It was a good day.
And Tanner, same for you. What have you learned so far?
During my experience, I've learned several important skills, such as conducting field work, performing water quality sampling, and completing snowmobile and ice water rescue training.
And so, Darren, what are you most interested in, whether that's something on the land, the water, wildlife, anything?
I'm very interested in learning a lot about, like, animals and, like, plants, nature. I love nature. I grew up just, like, always feeling connected to, like, Mother Nature and loving to be outside.
So this is a natural fit for you, this program?
Yeah, I feel like it was because I have a lot of, like, goals to, like, be successful in this field. I feel like when I was a child, I've always wondered, like, how I can go upon this, but... And it's always been, like, a dream of mine, to be honest, but it kind of faded away until last year came around. And so I feel like it's just, set a spark in me again, and I'm very motivated and excited to be in this program.
We love that. And Moesha, what are you most interested in the program?
Probably that I'm able to go into other positions within Four Rivers to see what I'm most suited for. And the water monitoring. And we worked with terrestrial sounds.
Okay.
And how that technology works.
Yeah. So what is that? Is that like bird calls and stuff?
Yeah, birds, bats.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. And Layton, what about you? What are you most interested in?
Not exactly sure on everything, but I'm just interested in the learning that's just continuously happening every day and just helps a lot, learn a lot. And pretty much just learning, which is always interesting. A lot of new things.
Because you guys are doing a variety of things, right? Like it's water. And then I'm sure in the summer it's going to be different activities, but it's related to the land and...
Yep, very much land, yeah.
And Tanner, what are you most interested in?
I'm passionate about like learning more about the land, contributing to the environment and the protection, and continuing to develop new skills and knowledge.
Darren, what's been the best or most fun moment for you so far?
Well, the best and most fun was, I think, was the ice safety training for me.
And fun? That,
yeah, it was super fun. Also kind of scary because you can't, like, control yourself that much when in the suits because it, like, fills up with air. So, like, when I was on my back, it was hard for me to get my feet back underwater.
Okay, yeah.
So it's fun having little scares like that, but like, you know, you're safe, you know?
Right. It's a new experience.
Yeah. New experiences are always great. And I think I'm going to have a lot of new experiences in this program, which I'm very excited about. And I'm just having fun meeting awesome new people. I'm very grateful to be here.
I'd love to hear that. And Moesha, what's been the best or most fun thing so far in the intern program?
Probably knowing that Four Rivers has fun things for the Guardians planned for future
programming.
Programming, or
what are you looking forward to?
Well, we don't really have that much planned, but we did go through snow machine training.
Yeah,
which I found pretty fun.
How was that?
It was fun. I haven't driven a snowmobile for a long time, so that was fun to.
Yeah. And I understand part of that is, like, you're supposed to get the snowmobile stuck, so you figure out how to get unstuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Was that hard?
Not really.
And Layton, what about you? What's been a highlight in this program so far?
A whole new experience is the highlight. It's my first... I guess first job experience working with a full team and like an everyday team and like whole new experience for me.
Yeah, it's sort of like, it's like a real job, quote unquote, right?
Yes, yeah.
And Tanner, same question. What's been a favorite moment for you so far?
The most favorite like fun thing for me so far was probably doing our ice rescue training.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I learned a lot of new skills that I could use in my daily life, and I had a fun time doing it. A lot of laughs.
So did you, because I know, so initially you guys were wearing kind of the suits so you didn't get wet, but then there was an opportunity towards the end of the training that you could go in the ice water without the suits and just your clothes. Did you do that?
No, I didn't do
it. Too cold, eh?
Yeah, I was going to do it, but backed off.
Yeah, fair enough. I don't think I would do it either. And so, Darren, has anything been challenging so far?
Yeah, things have been pretty challenging. Some parts, like learning new things that I've never, like, heard of before, because I'm currently training in GIS right now.
Mm.
So I'm learning the big world of GIS, which I like to put in.
Which is like mapping, right? Like it's a pretty technical technology.
Mm-hmm. It's very techy. Just getting a hang of that, I think, is just getting used to it too and learning all the aspects of this program.
Mm-hmm.
But also I love that part. I love the learning aspect.
Right. It's kind of nice to be challenged sometimes, right? Because once you figure it out, like, I don't know, for me, if I do something difficult, I'm proud of myself after, right?
Yeah. It's a very rewarding feeling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, Moesha, has anything, is there anything that's been a challenge for you so far?
Probably going out into the field.
Yeah?
Yeah, because there's a lot of planning you have to do before going out into the field. You got to make sure there's safety contacts in place.
Yeah.
That the right gear is prepared. Yeah.
And so it's just, yeah, the planning that's involved. You know, I thought you were going to say, because I feel like it's been an especially brutal winter. Like, it's been cold and we've got so much snow. But
yeah.
How do you feel about going out in the snow? Is that...
It was cold.
Yeah. That's fair. Yeah. And Tanner, what's been most challenging for you?
Probably the most challenging thing I experienced with Four Rivers as a guardian is probably the fieldwork setting of the job. Mm-hmm. Like, it's very hard work and it's long days.
And so, last question, Darren, what do you hope for yourself, for the program, or for the land and water that you're working to protect?
I have very, like, high hopes, and I'm hoping that the guardians of Four Rivers will make a lasting impression for the land and our people, our communities. I think it's important that we stay aware and educated on the sacred longevity and the sustainability of our land. And that's just about it, I think.
Okay, last question for you, Moesha. What do you hope for yourself, for the program, or for the land and water that you're working to protect?
Well, since working with Four Rivers, I've learned that I kind of want to go more in depth with learning more about the environment.
Okay.
So I was thinking maybe going to university for getting an environmental diploma.
That's awesome.
So it kind of helped me find my career path, basically.
Right. I mean, it sounds to me that you know, you kind of weren't sure about your interests before this, but, you know, having these experiences has helped you sort of find what you're interested in.
Yeah, I was kind of having difficulty before coming into Four Rivers.
Yeah.
With what I want to do.
I think that's normal. Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, you're young and then all of a sudden you're supposed to, like, find something that you know you're supposed to do for the rest of your life. So, but yeah, that's really great to hear. This is the last question for you, Layton. What are your hopes for the future?
Hopes for the future is to just to be able to continuously learn about all that there is here, everything they offer and all the opportunities, and just be able to take in the knowledge and hands-on experiences within learning and be able to bring back to my community.
And Tanner, we'll give you the last word. What do you hope for the future?
For the future, I just hope to grow my career with Four Rivers, but if it were to come past my desk, I hope to one day in the future get a career with law enforcement.
Mm. Well, that's all the questions that I have for you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
No problem.
Thank you very much.
Yep.
You just heard from Four Rivers Guardian interns Darren Fisher, Layton Wesley, Tanner Wesley, and Moesha Bunting. For more information about Four Rivers Environmental Services, visit fourrivers.group or find Four Rivers Group on Facebook. Miigwech, thank you for spending your afternoon with us on the Matawa Radio Show. Explore more Matawa programs and services anytime at www.matawa.on.ca or follow Matawa First Nations on Facebook for the latest updates. You can catch the Matawa Radio Show every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Central, 4 p.m. Eastern. Join us next time where we'll be chatting with Roxy Shepwick-Kizik about the training and education opportunities available at KCATS. I'm Sharnel Anderson. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk again soon.